This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Eric Kendricks, Cowboys player show. He is coming up here at the top of the hour. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And a good afternoon to you, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, we're doing pretty good. I think just generally around the Cowboys right now, we're just wondering how bad is this football team?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, like, you look at the Cowboys, and I think, you know, the big things that always seem to crop up is they don't have any problem, you know, handling the bad teams. But when a good team comes to town and a good physical team comes to town, they get absolutely mollywopped. And that's a concern. You know, every time you look over the last couple of years, when a good rushing team comes into town, they're putting up 150-plus. I mean, it is just like poop through a goose. And that's something that is like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to say it, and this is a dirty four-letter word in the National Football League. It's soft. Yeah. And that is something that you call anybody that plays in the National Football League soft. Those are fighting words. So I'm going to hide New York while I call them soft, but like, you give up 189 yards rushing, sorry. Like, I don't know what else to call you. And that has been a consistent theme when they face one of those teams that can really be physical and control line of scrimmage. They get run through. And, you know, at some point you got to put your foot down and say, that's not going to happen anymore. And whether that's players doing a better job assignment football wise, or where that's coaches just saying, hey, listen, man, we'll put nine guys in the box if we have to and play zero, but you ain't running it down our throats anymore.
Hey, Mark, I was wondering, you know, we do the post-game show here, and three different times on the podium, the head coach was talking about preparation. The players in the locker room were talking about preparation and lack of it. That's something that immediately got my attention when you start talking about those kinds of things is, as a player, would you be worried if your teammates were saying that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I played professional football.
Sure.
I'm a professional football player. And just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. And that would scare me because ultimately you are not being a professional. You are not taking care of your teammates. And listen, man, championship teams play for a bigger cause than themselves. They play for each other. And if you want to be a championship team, it's got to be sacrificial. You know, I got this text the other day from one of the guys that I kind of do some stuff with and share scriptures and things of that nature with. And I think it mentions in the Bible leadership six times. It mentions being a servant hundreds of times. And ultimately, if you're not willing to serve one another, if you're not willing to sacrifice one another, I mean, you're not willing to be a professional to make sure your assignment sound, to make sure you don't line up in the right place. Like, your time at doing whatever it is you're doing is more valuable, whether it's, you know, just not studying, playing video games, watching TV, whatever your thing is. If you can't line up in the right spot, like, it's not that important to you. It's not that important to you for your team. Like, I don't want you on my team. Sorry, you're not a guy that I can count on. That would absolutely destroy me. And I heard Dak Prescott talk about professionalism as well.
Sure.
Like, you can't line up in the right spot. Are you, you're kidding me, right?
Is it ever an issue when players are bickering at each other or venting at each other, arguing during a time like this?
Well, you know, I mean, the bickering and stuff comes when some guys just aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, you'd like to be able to rectify that internally, right? You'd like to be able to go address that and fix it. But, I'm telling you what, that is, it is, you know, it's a concerning thing. And so, yeah, we've talked about it on the Breakfast Ball show that I do here in New York, and, you know, and obviously it's a big deal, but you just can't win that way with a lack of professionalism. And then ultimately it comes down to a lack of leadership. You're either coaching that or you're allowing it to happen. Which one is it? Are you coaching unprofessionalism or are you just allowing them to be unprofessional? So, like, and part of that is not Mike McCarthy's fault, because, like, what authority has he been given? Do you have the authority to cut guys? Do you have the authority to not play guys? Do you have the authority to just say, I don't care how good this player is, he doesn't do the right thing, he's not in the right spot, he's not going to play? Like, again, that's an organizational. This is the thing I always say about the Dallas Cowboys. You know, when your owner is doing, you know, biweekly radio shows, I know it's great. I know it's great for the stations. You know, everybody loves that. And he's holding press conferences afterwards. And you know, you appoint coaches, but you don't empower coaches. That is, you know, it's never a good situation. And, you know, and then players. I mean, I know how I was a player. I know how it works when you're a player. When your coach doesn't truly have authority, you know what you don't do? You don't listen to him sometimes. So, you know, I mean, hey, Mike Shanahan, I played for Mike Shanahan. Mike Shanahan would cut your ass in 2 seconds if you weren't in the right spot, but then he might ask you out for pizza afterwards. Like, he had, there was no, like, it wasn't, it was one of those things where you have reverence and respect for your head coach, because you have reverence for him because he puts you in the right spot to win, and he understands what it is to win. And Mike McCarthy knows that. But you also have this, I always talk about two types of fear. There is the biblical sense of fear, which is an awesome reverence and respect for the guy because of what he is, how he operates, what he does, all those things. Mm. And then there's the other type of fear, the fear where he will cut my ass in 2 seconds if I don't do my job. And I don't believe that exists in Dallas.
Stank, how scary are the Commanders?
Listen, they're a ways away talent wise from being really good, but they have something that are they have some things from Dan Quinn that are non-negotiable, and those non-negotiables are, we're going to play for one another, which obviously you don't have in Dallas right now, and we're going to play a physical brand of football. Like, we may get beat because we don't have the talent level that's required to be great at every level. But at the end of the day, you're going to know you're in a fist fight. And those are non-negotiables for Dan Quinn. And now with the quarterback, what he did the other night and what they did as an offense, like, they're running the ball. Listen, man, that's the fifth leading rushing team in football. Coming out of last night, I believe. Like, they're going to run the snot out of the ball, not only attempts, but Brian Robinson going to beat you up running the ball. And they're going to lean into that. And then, you know, Jaden Daniels is going to run the ball as well, but they're going to lean into that physicality. And at the end of the day, they may not win, but you're going to know you were involved in a football game. There's no patty cake going on there with the Washington Commanders.
Great football truths, Mark. Sorry we don't have more time for you here this week. We got to run, but have a great week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You got it. All the best. Take care.
Salute. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Now, we do got to run because Eric Kendricks, Cowboys player show, he's ready right at the top. And we're back with the Cowboys starting middle linebacker next right here, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.